farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, banana production to be increased, and later or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
Now hear this. If you're a landowner and you don't have your title,
come to LAMP
and brighten your future.
LAMP
makes getting your title affordable.
LAMP
makes getting your title easy.
For real. If you're a small landowner, having your title can help you better your life.
Yeah.
You can use it as collateral to get a loan.
Right.
Start a business.
Improve your farm.
And school your children.
Apply for your title today.
At LAMP.
Better your life tomorrow.
Call 633-7300.
Major developments are on the horizon for the Jamaica banana industry, with an emphasis on production for the export market. The developments will include putting more lands into banana cultivation in order to take advantage of a thriving market in the United Kingdom, UK. Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer made the announcement following discussions with major stakeholders about getting more Jamaican produce, mainly ripe and green bananas, into the UK.
Coming out of our trip to England, there are expressions of interest from three major importers of bananas for both ripe and green fruit, to which we have started to respond.
Emphasis will also be placed on getting more idle lands into banana production, with over 381 hectares of land being targeted. The Agriculture Ministry will also provide assistance through the All Island Banana Growers Association in the form of a special credit scheme.
The banana farmers will also be placed on a path of certification in Global GAP and Fair Trade. With our thrust to boost exports, the Banana Board will be intensifying its program geared towards training farmers to increase their traceability and certification standards in the 2015-2016 fiscal year.
Minister Kellyer says while St. Mary's currently Jamaica's leading banana producing parish, efforts will be made to bring sections of Western Jamaica back into banana production.
We urge farmers to be a part of this development and to work with us to ensure that we have the productive capacity and the output to serve these markets that are emerging.
And now for our proverb of the day.
Make one jackass bray.
And this means, it is difficult to see the merit in other person's ideas if everybody attempts to speak at the same time. Also, if someone is speaking foolishly, avoid adding to the confusion.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
The National Parenting Support Commission, NPSC, invites you to its community forum on Thursday, February 26 at the Old Police Station, Mape and Clarendon, starting at 2 p.m. Come join fellow parents, prospective parents and guardians, and hear experienced panelists discuss issues on the topic effective parenting through divorce or separation. Come with your questions and suggestions and get vital information as we continue to promote effective parenting in Jamaica. That's Thursday, February 26 at 2 p.m. at the Old Police Station, Mape and Clarendon. Supported by the Citizen Security and Justice Program and Unite for Change.
That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Please join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the JIS app from the Google Play Store. With Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Anjui James Sawyers, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.